It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the week. What is this? 10 Chief edition of the Prop Shop Show here on RotoGrinders, talking props around the industry, Prize Picks, Underdog, Monkey Knife Fight, Thrive. I could go on and on and on. If you ever want to sign up for any of these sites with the top of RotoGrinders, you can find links, get your best deposit bonuses for all of those. But Chief, we're coming to everybody a day late. The only thing that means we got some Thursday night tackle props. We've got more props on Underdog, the Monkey Knife Fight board's pretty full. I like doing it Tuesday because the sports books haven't put anything out yet. They're starting to trickle out, but I mean, we got a better board this week, so it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, man, absolutely. I'm fairly excited about this week. Last week did not go well for me overall. I had a rough week, and so what that means is time to recover, and this week should be a big one, so I'm very excited to come on a Wednesday with a few more props up and get rolling.
Yeah, I mean, there's a full boards all across the industry right now, at least for the Thursday game. Most of the sites have some out for the full week. We always like to start this off though with the Thursday night game. You know, people get this on the podcast. People watch this tomorrow. People are watching live right now. As a matter of fact, if you are watching live, we would appreciate it if you can click the thumbs up in the YouTube. I'm just dropping the live link into the Prop Shop Discord for everybody. Get some more people in here. But Chief, I don't know, have you checked out the weather in this Thursday night game? It's supposed to rain. It's supposed to be windy. We've got some low totals on the pass yards. Everything is low in this game. How are you handling this right now? I think my specific strategy is I'm going to wait. I want to see what this – I don't think many of these lines are going to change too much. I want to see what this weather's like an hour before the game, and then I think I'm going to jump into it. But I want to know, what are the best tackle props? What do we got for pass yards, rush yards, receiving yards? And we got everything around the industry open to us right now.
Well, what I will say is do not let what happened last week with this Panthers team fool you. And what I'm saying, I'm not saying the Panthers are good, but we're getting an extremely discounted Deontay Foreman this week at 53.5 for a guy that's still going to be heading up this backfield. I think this is way too low. It was just a bad game script against Cincinnati. Cincinnati jumped out on them, and I mean, it was 21-0 before you knew it, 28-0. They just jumped out. We're at home. You already talked about the potential weather. This is one I'd actually probably want to get on right now at 53.5. And I mean, I think maybe it ticks up. I don't think it gets past 60, but it could get up to 58.5 or so. So this is one I like a great deal. And then in terms of my tackles, my boy Nargs, he doesn't even have the tackles up yet with the sheet that I use to try to nail this thing down. But what I can tell you from just from memory here, Grady Jarrett's typically going to be okay. And then from everybody else, I'll kind of just have to see what's going on. But those I'll probably will be ready to roll tomorrow. If you're in the prop shop, we would have already probably hammered the tackle props down some. So don't worry about that. And then in terms of the pass yards, like, I mean, dare we say, I almost feel like we wait on Marcus Mariota pass attempts because they've been very low this season in completions. The yards at 155 are still low enough, especially if this is, you know, some form of a weather game. I do live in the area. I don't live in Charlotte. I live in Charleston. And from our understanding, Thursday is supposed to be the worst day, and it'll clear up kind of Friday morning, early Friday afternoon. So if the weather is rolling, then it might be a good idea to just go ahead and get on the underpassing right now and take the over rushing for all these guys. Patterson, Algier, Foreman, all of them. Perhaps, and here's something else I've been tracking too, Britt. Even the quarterbacks, like if you think this is kind of going to be a running scenario, you know, maybe for a guy like Mariota, maybe not as much Walker, but for a guy like Mariota that'll be involved in the running game some, maybe even take his over in a card or two. But definitely interested in the running game. And then if rushing attempts come out, I know I'm talking kind of about ones that should come out. If we get rushing attempts, then I think those are some we can look at. I definitely think Dante Foreman has at least 15 to 20 rushing attempts this game. I don't expect Atlanta to pull away too quickly. So that's kind of where I am right now. And then, like you said, Brett, I do think it's a good call to just kind of see where the weather is. For what it's worth, Dante Foreman is at 55.5 right now on Underdog. And on Thrive, give me a second here, because I was trying to remember. Yeah, he's at 55.5 as well. So Algiers at 34.5, 32.5 rushing yards there, and Cordarrelle Patterson is at 55.5 rushing yards. I think rushing yards are going to be good in this game all around.
You think Chuba's going to be back? What's the latest on Chuba? Is he going to make it into this game?
Maybe, but I'm not worried about that, to be honest. Even if Chuba's back, like this backfield still belongs to Foreman as the lead back. Even if you watch the game where they were both playing, like him and Chuba got work, but Dante still had the more opportunities than Chuba. And Chuba coming off injury, I'm just going to side with Foreman no matter what.
All right. And I want to know, too, if you're trying to play, if the weather – so I pulled – Roth doesn't have the weather report up, but we've got the weather thing here on RotoGrinders. Looks like it's going to be about 60. I would say not 100% chance of rain, but it's hovering in the 60s, 70, 80% chance of rain, and 10-mile-per-hour winds. So the wind isn't a huge factor, but you mix that in with a wet ball. If you're looking to take unders on the passing game on PrizePicks, PrizePicks usually trends a little lower on the pass yard. So Mariota's at 155 on Underdog. He's at 163 passing yards. PJ Walker's at 165 on PrizePicks, and he's at 175.5 on Underdog. So if you're going unders in the passing game, it looks like it looks like Underdog's the spot to get that right now, Chief.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I mentioned that earlier, right before the show, but Underdog, I mean, they're stacked right now because we're doing the show on a Wednesday. So I'm loving Underdog this week, especially like you talked about, if we're thinking about taking unders on passing, like big time opportunity there with you know, 10 to 12 yard differences.
Yeah. So make sure to check that out. And also once, you know, if you're looking around Thursday afternoon, evening, you really want to know what's going on with the tackles. That's Chief's favorite prop right now. I'll hop over to the prop shop. That is in the RotoGrinders Discord. It's all for free. You don't have to pay for anything. You get all the info.
Secretly, we didn't get any kicker props wrong this week. Also, it's not one. We only played two. We got them right. Carlson and somebody else, I think.
What about your boy Koo here? Is his game log not looking too hot? This is the wind and the rain. I've bet the under in this game on a sports book already. But Koo was the nuts last year and at the start of this year. But dude has fallen off as this passing game has basically grinded to non-existent.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on the field goals for now. Now, I will say if we get confirmation that the weather is going to be okay, I might be in on it. Like, this is still going to be a tough division game. I'm not expecting it to be like Atlanta. Atlanta, they were in a weatherproof dome and running around. I'm not expecting too much to happen here in this game with Carolina at home out in the elements.
All right, that's Thursday. Let's talk the main slate. I've got props all over the board right now. We always start on pass yards, generally on Prize Picks, but with Underdog and Monkey Knife Fight both having full boards, Thrive, not as much, but there is some up there. Let's dive into the week. I'm looking at, let's see, I've got, oh good, you guys can't see that. Thought I gave away all my plays. So I've got three plays for sure. One got lower. I couldn't believe one of these guys was at the number he was at. And then the sports books came out, and it's even lower than what Prize Picks had him at. I'm gonna throw this one to you first, Chief, right? So I'm going to throw out the guy I'm really on. Russell Wilson's at 226.5 against the Titans. the Titans can't stop anything against the pass. I like Russell Wilson in this game quite a bit. This is so low, I bet him on the sports book. He opened on Prize Picks at 230. I'm playing him at 226. I'm pairing him with Judy. Judy is way too low as a receiver as well. I know the Roto-Grinders projections like it. Whatever his prop is at, I think Judy's gone over five games in a row, and I think he's at 49.5 right now. So I absolutely love this Russell Wilson-Judy combo from the pass yards, receiving yards combo. He's one that really stood out to me, Chief. Do you have a take on that? And then what are some guys you're looking at?
Now, absolutely love the Russell Wilson call, just because as we saw with the Kansas City game and most games against Tennessee, they're kind of like the old school Buccaneers defense. Can't run on them. You're going to have to pass. Yep. And that's what we're going to see here. So Wilson and Judy, I mean, I love that handcuff. You know, for me, I'm going to roll with two props that just keep on giving. The gift that keeps on giving, Brett. Like I have to take Tua over 265.5 this week against Cleveland. Like Tua is just, their team is set up to pass. You know, you saw it against Detroit, you saw it against Chicago. Like when him and Waddle and Tyreek get rolling, I mean, the ball's just flying down the field. They've got big playability. They've got short playability. They've got intermediate playability. And Cleveland's defense, while improving because they got some players back, I don't think they're going to be any match for the Miami Dolphins. So I did want to put that out there. One other thing. You know, we don't have a London game. We've got a Germany game this week. And I always like to group my Germany game together. I am going to take the over on Tom Brady at 275.5 passing yards. He's been incredible in terms of piling up the yards. Hasn't been pretty, but the yards have been there because they have to keep throwing the ball. This running game is just awful right now. And you know I'm pairing with our guy, Mike Evans. Now, Mike Evans didn't get there this past week. Mike Evans had another big drop this past week. But Evans at 67.5, as long as he's around that yardage total, I'm going to be taking the over. I do like Metcalf as well, even though the yards haven't been there recently. I definitely think this is the game he can get going. I know he's been hurt. And then Tyler Lockett is pretty close for me. Chris Godwin, 64.5. I like it, don't love it. Godwin is a guy I want to wait for targets and receptions to come out and see where he lands. My thinking is he comes out at 6.5, 7.5. At 7.5, I'm probably going to be out. Even though he's getting the right targets to get the catches, I'd much rather see if they give us a target prop at like 10.5, 9.5. I'd be inclined to take the over. But Mike Evans is clearly my top play. And then field goals made, we don't have it right now. But this is definitely a spot where I won't mind Myers or Suck up here if they come out on the board at 1.5. Like these are two guys I'll be fully invested in. In terms of Geno Smith, I'm at 250.5 passing yards. That feels right to me. I might be more inclined to take Geno fantasy points when they come out. Perhaps he's around 15, 16.5. If he's around that, I'm going to be inclined to take Geno fantasy points over. And then also in that game, I know I'm just trying to cover that game in general. Kenneth Walker at 75.5. Like, just go ahead and take the over. He's been He's been running wild the past few weeks. So with this defense really struggling, those are kind of a handful of props I'll be looking at. They'll give us some tackle props and stuff like that. But I did kind of want to cover the London game, not London, the Germany game, kind of on its own. And then, you know, if you got anything, Brett, please add it.
What are we going to have? The Italy game, the France game? Are we just going all – just throwing everything over there over the next couple of years? We'll have to see what the NFL does. Yeah, I like all those calls for sure, Chief. I've already done Brady quite a few times along with Evans. I paired those up. Specifically, I've done – I did a couple four picks with the Russell Wilson, Jerry Jeudy. I did that Monday and Tuesday before the lines. I might have to redo that now that Russell Wilson's line is actually lower than when it opened on Prize Picks. I want to go over one other I guess there's a couple ways you can play this one. Let's talk Justin Fields for a second. So he's at
love Justin Fields this week.
Yeah, he's at 180.5 passing on Underdog. He's at 165 on Prize Picks. He's at 59.5 rushing yards. I think I got like a 230 combined or a 225 combined on Fields on Underdog earlier in the week. It's gone now. But the 59.5 rushing yards, I mean, this dude is, I mean, he is electric. It's Detroit. I have no problem playing the 165 passing yards. His prop on the sports books is around 180, so I think Underdog has it right on the line. So if you do like the Fields over going up against Detroit, I mean, if there's a team he's going to go over against, it's probably going to be Detroit. Call me crazy. So I love this 165 on Fields. If you want to play the rushing angle, I think the 59.5 is still too low. Dude had 170 last week. He's gone over the 59.5, three straight games. This is the new offense. Like, Chief, have you read this? During the mini bye week, they watched film of all the good running quarterback teams, and they implemented new plays for him. Why don't they just start it from the beginning of the season?
I don't know.
Why do they have to wait so long?
I don't know. And had they done that, they probably would have already won, let's say, two more games maybe. Yeah, it's crazy. They'd be in the thick of a playoff run.
Highest level of football coaching, coordinators, GMs, coaches, and they're just, we've got this great running quarterback. We're just not going to run him for the first, you know, 5 or 6 weeks because I guess we haven't had time to make any plays for it, Chief. Most ridiculous thing.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that was all about, but So here's something else I like this week, Britt, that's going to feel very yucky until you look at what he's been doing. Jacoby Brissett at 225.5.
Oh, dude, it's Chubby Graham with Cooper.
Yeah, because of the pressure that Miami's going to put on this team. I mean, I've been taking Brissett overs for weeks, Britt. Pass completion, pass attempts. I mean, it's been
fine. Sounds like you got a lot of money, Chief, looking at this. Looking at all this green bars here. Sounds like you've been making money on this
one. Oh, yeah. Jacoby Brissett secretly been making a lot of money on Jacoby Brissett. So I like him a ton this week in this same spot. This is, you know, and I guess we kind of haven't talked about it. This is probably my game stack of the week. Like, I'm just going to take Tua, Waddle, Tyreek. I'll take three props of theirs, take Brissett, take Cooper, and let's roll with it, man. Like, this is great. Donovan Peoples-Jones has secretly been really good as well for me since Njoku went out. So I've liked him. Maybe I'll do a flip-flop with those guys. But this is my game stack of the week. Miami-Cleveland might not sound good typically because of the names of the teams that we're talking about. But both of these quarterbacks have been getting it done where their prop levels are. And I've been taking Brissett. When I started taking Brissett, Brett, I think he was around 205.5, 210. And so look at the ladder here, how I've worked this thing up. And now he's at 225 in a game where I think he's going to have to throw the football. So I really like 225.5. He's another one. Well, I want to see where his completions props comes in at, whether it's 18.5 or 19.5. Either one of those, I'm going to be fine. I think he's had over 20 completions in, feels like all season. So that's another one that I'm going to be in on. And then last but not least, Britt, in terms of passing yards, I worked this angle last week. It did not come to fruition, but the results that you saw was because they wouldn't run the football. I'm going back to the well on Aaron Rodgers under passing yards again. facing a much better defense this week. He's facing Detroit last week. You warned me, Brett. I got
I tried.
Listen, you warned me. I got bit.
I'm on board with the under. I'm on board with the under.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was more games. I thought they were actually going to run the football, Britt, and they did nothing. No, like they, I don't know what happened. So, whatever. But I'm going right back to the under here, not because of last week. They're playing the Dallas Cowboys. He will have to throw the ball to catch up this week, which has me a little leery. But I do think the Dallas defense is going to really bottle this offense up. You started to hear Jordan Love talks in the media, not from the Packers, but all these people say, hey, when is it Jordan Love time to just let him go out there? If they get down by enough points, Jordan Love may very well enter this game. So I like the under here against what should be a really tough matchup for the Packers facing the Dallas Cowboys.
Here's one for you. So, well, you like the under. I want to know on Brissett. Brissett's a couple yards lower on Underdog than he is on Prize Picks. So if you're playing any Brissett, if you're playing Brissett overs, go get him on Underdog currently. Yeah, Rodgers is lower on Underdog too. So
yeah, I'd avoid on Underdog. Like I will say, football to me, Britt, I do think is the best sport to shop around the sites for. It's not. It's kind of baseball. They're pretty similar.
Basketball. NBA, every site's the same on basketball.
Pretty much. But football, I mean, you can really shop around and pick up some good numbers here. Brissett's at 223 on Thrive as well. So, you know, and Tua's still at 268. I'll be stacking that game over there as well. Thrive is going to give you.
I don't have it up but I can. I'm going to Thrive before I head upstairs. I can guarantee that one. All right, let's move to rushing yards and some of the running backs on here. Just to recap, Chief mentioned Kenneth Walker. I am on board with the over against the Buccaneers with him on that one. A couple I'm looking at Pierce again, 77.5 against the Giants. Chief, this line should be in well into the 80s. The sports books, I believe. Let me pull up scores and odds. I should have just have it on the screen here, but I'm just going to look it on my phone. Really quick here. I think the sports books also, they were stupid. The sports book have it at 76.5. So I have access to all of that. So I'm going to get my Damian Pierce. I'm just going to hammer the over on the props right now on the sports book. If I need something as a fill in on Prize Picks, I'll go to that. Right. I think Pierce is way too low. I was eyeing CMC. He's down here at 75.5. I know Debo's back. Maybe he gets a couple of rushes, but Chief, the Chargers can't stop anybody on the ground. We saw this with Pierce. Any team that can run and has a good run scheme is the Chargers' worst nightmare. CMC's going to have, he's going over 75.5. Bold call of the week. Not really, but CMC's too low. Those were the two guys I was really eyeing along with Walker. I know you like Foreman on the Thursday night game. Henry is hitting 100+ on the sports books, on Underdog, and all these other ones. I know you always talk him, so let's talk about what you're doing with Mr. Derrick Henry.
So you already know I'm taking Henry overs, right? Like I don't care who he's facing at this point. It's the volume, Britt. So I talk about it every week, but he may very well have 10 carries for 30 yards, and then the next one he's going to hit you for 30. You know, like that's why I'm taking Henry overs. He's going to get pretty much 20 rushes on the ground, and all you're banking on is to him for hit you 3, 4, 5, 2, 12, 5, 8, 30. You're banking on to hit one or two big plays. If he does, he will get there. Britt, I'm going to go to two of my favorite spots on the week, and I attack these spots every week religiously. I'm not changing based on what happened last week. The Detroit Lions give up tons of rushing yards on the ground. I'm just automatically going to plug in David Montgomery. I don't care what game log looks like. Oh, I think you're muted there, Britt. I think you're muted.
I'm waiting for the Cahill. I'm waiting for the Herbert line on this one.
Well, the Herbert does have a line. He's at 41.5 on Underdog. And then on Thrive, I think they've got it at the same spot. Yeah, he's at 41.5. My assumption is he comes out around there on Prize Picks. But I'm going to ladder this one, Britt. I'm going to take the over on Herbert, Montgomery, and Fields. And I might not have them all in the same build. Like, I might do that in one of them, and it might feel negative EV, but this team's going to run all over Detroit, so I'm not worried about it. So I'm going to take the over there. And then last but not least, in terms of what I consider to be staple props, Britt, you already know I'm taking Saquon Barkley over against Houston. Like, Houston, my God, they're just giving up so many rushing yards on the ground. You just have to take him in the good spot. His game log is going to say no. I'm telling you, the Houston Texans, the Detroit Lions, they're giving up tons of rushing yards on the ground. If Saquon was ever going to go for over 100, it's this spot against Houston. I like this one a lot. Daniel Jones, when he comes out, if he comes out around 25, I'm taking the over on that one. Like, these are the spots I love for rushing yards, and I use these every single week. Last but not least, Britt, this one is more of a, let's call it a hunch. I think Devin Singletary at 42.5 is too low with no Josh Allen, because Case Keenum isn't going to be running around. Josh Allen being out is, in fact, I think, going to help Devin Singletary pick up more yards. I think that's too low in this spot. Love Devin Singletary at 42.5. He might even creep up by the end of the week.
They haven't announced Josh Allen out yet, right? But I'm pretty sure.
I think he's out.
Yeah, I think I got on. So last night, Chief, we moved the show back one. You asked to have the show move back. I gave the prop shop Najee Harris unders because Mike Tomlin was all out in the media. We're going to give Jalen Warren a little bit more work, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm hoping that works out for everybody on that. I fed the prop shop in the chat a couple of my plays. Najee was on there. Najee's not on the board no more. So I don't know if the prop shop got it taken off or they just took him off the board. But if you read, it's sort of just reading the tea leaves, right? I think Josh Allen's probably going to sit this week too. There's no reason for him to risk this. He might even sit another week. I know some reports were it's not as bad as they thought, but they're not going to risk anything with Josh Allen. They don't need him in early November. They need him in January. So they're not going to risk having anything go wrong with his elbow. So I like Singletary. I've been playing it. Let's switch over to receivers. How I've been playing that is I've been hit. Now, Diggs could come back to burn me, but his line is too high if Case Keenum's the quarterback. So I've been taking Diggs unders. I might even pair that with the Singletary over. I think that's a good way to you get like a correlation that way, and then mix that in with a couple of your favorite props too. Let's talk on the Bills here. You had the Singletary over. Are you on board with maybe taking a couple unders in the pass game?
Well, I think we could. What if I told you I trust Case Keenum enough to go out here and get the job done? Like,
he's a competent backup.
Yeah, it's like 87.5 feels like a lot, but Case Keenum may help Diggs get there in a different way. I don't think the ball's going to get pushed down the field, but I still think Diggs gets the targets. And Diggs may, in fact, have to manufacture this one with 8 or 9 catches. Here's something else. Diggs knows Keenum, like, because Keenum was there in Minnesota when Diggs was there when Cousins was hurt, I think. And at one point, I think Keenum was the start for half of the season when Diggs was there. So I feel confident that I think Diggs can still get there. So I'm just not going to let that lie. But gonna let that one slide. I do like Justin Jefferson over 90.5. I think they're going to continue to push the ball down the field here. I don't mind Darnell Mooney this week either, even though, you know, I mean, they're facing Detroit. I expect
this line's too low. I agree. I bet him. Yeah. He was at 41.5 last week, and I'll take the 43.5, no question.
Against Detroit, absolutely. Especially as Fields is now in what we feel like is an upswing during the season. He's starting to get better every week, throwing the football fairly well. So I like that one a lot. Once again, you know, I talked about playing Cooper and that game stack. So that's one that I love. One of my favorites on the week, Britt. One of my absolute favorites. if DeAndre Hopkins doesn't get there this week, I don't know what week. He's at 75 and a half. Had a rough, had tough sledding last week. This week they get the Rams, who are terrible. Give me D-Hop over 75 and a half. One of my favorite, absolute favorite wide receiver props, receiving yard props on the week.
I want to throw, did you see the, I don't know if you, there's Kyler Murray has like a hamstring, something happened to him today.
That's fantastic.
Why is that fantastic?
That means he won't be running around. He'll be getting that ball out.
That's a good, you know, you got a good point there, Chief. I think the latest I heard was it's nothing to worry about. I think I saw Rappaport say, but stay tuned. But Rappaport doesn't really know anything that's going on in terms of injuries. You need the Schefter knows, yeah, not yeah, Rappaport. Yeah, yeah. The real Schefter, yeah. Not the fake Schefter that got everybody today on Twitter with a blue check mark. Chief, I don't have to buy the blue check mark. They gave it to me a long time ago, so I don't got to pay for it. I'm happy about that. I stuck it in there a long time ago, but I'm happy about that. Yeah. I got a couple for you. I got CeeDee Lamb, 68 and a half. He's gone over four of his last five, and like the Cowboys are going to do whatever they want. I guess the Packers are, they know they're done. They know their team's toast. They can't beat the Lions. They couldn't beat the Jets. Now I know the Jets beat the Bills, but the Cowboys, I put this on Scores and Odds. It was 4.5 on Monday morning. And I think it's up to 5 or 5.5. This is just, the Packers are a bad football team right now. And I think Lamb, very consistently going over this. I think he's certainly on my radar. My favorite is definitely Jerry Jeudy paired with Russell Wilson. Judy's at 49.5. He's gone over it in five straight. What more do you want? Like when you see a guy that's gone over five straight and the props too low and going up against a team that can't stop anybody through the air, what more do you want? Judy is definitely my favorite prop on the entire board for me this week right now on Prize Picks. I did like Terrence Marshall before the weather was coming up. He's playing like every snap. I don't care who his quarterback is. The weather has me off it a little bit. I probably invested a little bit too much Monday afternoon before I knew what the weather was be on Terrence Marshall. But he's interesting to me in this game. And if it's a rain game, like I should have asked you on this. Like Drake London is this might 38.5 might be too high for Drake London in a rain and wind game. I mean he's not getting there in perfect weather, Chief.
Seriously, we're getting to the point where Drake London unders are looking good. If the weather's bad, so here's what we do, Britt, I think. If the weather's bad, we just take an all under prop on the guy, like on the Atlanta guy. Like I'd even take an under on Kyle Pitts, understanding that Mariota's not throwing the ball enough for it to matter in the end, unless they really burn us for a big downfield throw, which should not happen in the weather. And then Britt, what I'm going to do this week, which is something that we've done. So Judy's your favorite receiving prop. Hopkins is mine. I'm going to go ahead and build a full, like some of our favorites for the week, and maybe we get that for the people. But Hopkins is absolutely my favorite, and Judy is mine. And then passing yards, I know we haven't made it to like, but we've got receptions this week, but that's only for the Thursday game, you know. But for right now, I think Russell Wilson is your favorite. Is it safe to say Russell Wilson is your favorite for passing yards this
week?
He's
going over, Chief.
Okay. Okay, so we've got that. And then I think for me, rushing yards, like it's kind of a toss-up between Henny, Pierce, Saquon. I do feel like, though, Singletary might just be too low in this spot. Like I don't think Allen's going to play. Feels low. So you're taking Pierce. I like that call. So I think out of the four, so we've got Judy, Hopkins, Russell Wilson, Damian Pierce. If I had to choose between any more Sunday guys, it would be between Singletary, Saquon Barkley, Henry, and then probably Jacoby Brissett passing yards. Even though I love Tua, I'm going to stack that game. Give us a deal breaker here or a tiebreaker, Britt.
I was going to – I like CMC. His prop's the lowest, and he's going over too.
Oh, man. This is
I have no problem. Henry, I just worry Denver's D is so good. If Tannehill's in there, maybe not. If Willis is in there, definitely, because that's all they're going to do. They're just going to run Henry over and over.
Right, right. Okay, so I tell you what, we can pass on Henry on this one.
I'd probably take Saquon's a 93.5. I guess I'd probably take that one. CMC is my personal favorite. How about Walker? We both like Walker.
Okay, yeah. So we can roll that from the lending game. So we take Walker. So I've got Judy, Hopkins, Russell Wilson, Damian Pierce, Kenneth Walker. That's our 10X for the week.
I had Singletary in there. I'll play with your boy Hopkins. I'll throw it in there. All right, so Hopkins, Kenneth Walker, Damian Pierce, Jerry Judy, Russell Wilson.
Yeah. All right. That's our bill for the week. In. I got it in. Look, and folks, you can join in on this. And then hopefully, man, we hit this one for the people. Got it in early. So yeah, that's I like that a lot this week, Britt. This should yield some good results. And if the prop shop is watching the show, then you guys know what to do. Get in on the prop shop bill for the week.
Yeah, and also note, at Fridays, Price Picks specifically, they have a Flex Friday. Sometimes they bump that.
I will repeat this build if they give it to us.
Yeah, make sure to check out if you have a Price Picks. You'll get an email. If they do the Flex Friday, it's usually for like 3 hours on a Friday. It's happened a couple of times. Sometimes they'll give you a free play for like $20. Just block that time off, because the ability to get the 15X along with doubling up your money if you get four and a small token back if you get three is literally the best bet you can make on the internet if you like the props that you're looking at. Is going to be that Prize Picks during that the Flex Friday. If they give you the 15X, just make sure to pay attention to your emails. And if you're in their Discord, though, you'll get a notification for that, et cetera. But that is my favorite promotion that I think runs on Prize Picks. I like the tacos, but give me the Flex Friday, Chief. I want to win the big money.
And not the $20 back and a $15 back. Give us the 15X.
Yeah, well, that if it hits, it costs them a lot more, I think, to do it that way.
Well, yeah. Listen, so here's the funny part. We always know when it's not coming, because typically if we hit them real good the week before, they're giving us like $15 back.
It's coming this week.
Yeah, they got us this week. Yeah, it'll be back.
All right, that's going to do it for the Prop Shop Show. A couple of things on the way out here. Click the like on YouTube. Again, if you want to check out Prize Picks, Underdog, Monkey Knife Fight, Thrive, Drafters, I could go on and on. Check the top of Roto Grinders. If you're new to any of these sites, you get the best sign-up bonuses, which will even give you free money to start on a lot of these sites as well. Check out the Prop Shop Discord. Again, that is the low price of free 99. You go to the Roto Grinders Discord. Up near the top, you'll see the prop shop. You can chat, you can observe, you can do whatever you want, but that's where all the information is that drops during the week. It's a very large community talking golf, basketball, hockey, odds, anything you want. Disc golf, counter CSGO, esports, cars bashing, and NASCAR, MMA, anything that goes down in sports, and it's available on the prop sites. There are people talking about it in the prop shop. A great community chief has put together, and it's really flourished into a wealth of knowledge. I wouldn't say it's impossible to come out at the end. You know, you never want to judge your performance on a day or even a week in sports betting or DFS or anything like that. But if you pay attention, chief, in the prop shop for like, let's say if you're totally new for 2 months, you're not going to be losing. Like there's a lot of smart people in there. Posting stuff all the time, a great community. So I encourage everyone to go join that. Chief, this has been fun. I'll see you next week, man. For everyone out there, thanks for watching, listening, however you do it. We absolutely appreciate it here at Roto Grinders. And for Chief, I'm Britt. Thanks for watching, and we out you.